Tuesday evening, everyone. How are we doing tonight? We're going to double show. We have so much fun this weekend with the long extended 3 days off. We said screw it, we left town, so we'll just let you know later on where we are exactly, because we're not around. All right, we are around. We're up the street because we got a new fence put in today. The fence looks great, but the chops in our Verizon Vios line doesn't look any better, so we are without internet, TV, phone, all those necessities in life. You know, you depend so much on these days. I don't know how the old-timers did it. But anyway, welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight. We got a lot of things going on. We got the president and vice president of the Tidewater Kayak Anglers Association with us. And we will be talking about a lot of upcoming events that they have. And we'll also recap our past weekend adventures here in the wind tunnel that is southeastern Virginia near Liberty.
Sorry, Andy, muted you for a minute. You have a ton of background noise.
Andy's serving and protecting at his...
When it comes time to talk, I'll let you go live.
Andy's at work tonight, so we're muted you, buddy. We'll get you back on. You can press on and I'll unmute you, too, but we didn't need to hear all that. Joe, you're still with us, but you're still quiet, though.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, very good. Wake up, Joe.
No, dog. In the background.
Yeah, no, not tonight.
You joined us this past weekend, Joe, so let's talk about what happened last weekend. Good gosh, if there wasn't wind, I don't know what there would be around here anymore. Finally, on Monday, it laid down, but Sunday, Tidewater Howe chapter on
Saturday.
See, I'm all confused now. Too many days off in a row, I can't think now. Yeah, Saturday, the Tidewater Howe chapter, we rolled up to watch a parade to try some flounder fishing, and we got a second, what's the good word to use there? Well, the damn wind blew, okay? That's all it's been doing here lately.
Can you say damn? I didn't like to say that. Okay.
It was pumping. It was pumping, I don't know, 30 almost at times, it seemed like. Coming across the bridge, we should have known better, but the trip was in the book, so we went on up to take a look anyway, so we scouted out a new area. Shout out definitely goes to the inlet restaurant. Is that right, Joe? Inlet
Fish House? Inlet Fish House?
Yeah, I'm giving him a shout out.
The Inlet Restaurant
there in Watchaprig. It's the only restaurant there in Watchaprig. But anyway, shout out to those people there. They did a great job. It is outstanding. They fed everybody at the end of the day. Great food. If you're ever in that area, go check them out. They have a tackle shop on site, a boat launch. Huge restaurants, been there forever. It used to be Captain Zed's, if anybody's familiar with the area.
And oh my God, whatever you do, you go there, you got to have that chocolate bread pudding. Let me tell you, off the chain.
Yeah, pretty good. They had cold beers, didn't they, Joe?
Yo, they had. I was told that they had some nice High Life for me.
They did, in the bottle.
Yeah, in the bottle. It already comes in a glass, right?
Yeah, so. But once again, as always, I can never say enough about between the volunteers and our military personnel that show up for these events. It wasn't one bad word. Nobody complained. It was windy, like I said. They really didn't get the fish.
Windy. It was blowing Mach 30.
It was windy, yes. And nobody complained. Everybody had a good time. Smiles, laughs. We all had fun. And that's one thing I really enjoy about every time we go out. Everybody has a good time. And to see the smiles and the happy and just all around. So, you know, everybody thinks they got it bad. But to see those guys and gals out there, it was a good time. Joe, what's your take on the weekend?
I thought it was awesome. Mark, that restaurant's called the Island House Restaurant. It's right there on Atlantic Ave in Watchaprig.
I was all over like a grenade, dude. I had sprayed. I had nothing. I had an eye right. I had the eye part right. So, and watch it. Thanks.
But I thought it was great. I mean, it's something to see an injured vet, you know, get out of his vehicle and have to put a leg on, and then jump on a kayak and just kind of take his own destiny in his own hands, really, to get out there and fish, especially in that wind. That was definitely the strongest wind that I've ever paddled in, and it wasn't fun. But all those vets, they were troopers. I mean, they just thought it was great to get out there and do it themselves.
Yeah,
it was. It was really cool. You know, it's kind of funny you say that about we had a couple of individuals with limb amputation, lower leg amputation, and we got back to the ramp, and this is, I guess, it's funny. So we were back at the ramp, and there was two guys sitting in the, because by now low tide had came in, so the concrete ramp had now become a mud ramp, and they were just sitting in their kayaks, and I was cleaning up gear, loading up the truck, and I turned around and said, what are those two guys just sitting there for? And Chris said, their legs are in Tom's truck, and Tom hadn't came back in yet. So I was like, oh, shoot, I felt so bad, because I didn't know, I was like, why are they just sitting in the mud in their kayaks? They weren't directly in the mud, obviously, but they were just sitting there in their boats. And I know they didn't enjoy the day that much. They just didn't want to get out of the kayaks. But anyway.
You know, that really wasn't a good time to make jokes or some sort of entertainment. It just wasn't working. You know, Tom was holding those legs hostage, and that's all there was to it. Lesson learned.
Then we had our Jersey boy trying to pick the lock on Tom's truck to get in to get said stuff back out. But anyway, Tom found right around the corner moments later, and everything was cool. But like I said, it was kind of funny because I was like, I know they didn't enjoy being in that kayak that much today. They just can't get out. But anyway, yeah, it was a good time. It was a nice place.
The two Army vets that I took out, I think it was myself, Wayne, Ben, they loved it. I mean, it was kind of hard, you know, trying to position in the back creek, because it was still windy in that back creek, not as much as it was outside, but it was kind of hard putting them in the back creek, because there was really no place to sit. But they stuck it out. I mean, they fought the wind just like we did, and they liked it.
Yeah, well, you can't they've seen a lot worse anyway. We all know that. So I don't think a little wind's going to really ruin their day at this point in their lives. So, and I'm sure they'll be back out, because they all said they would. And we've never had too many that say they're repeat offender and not come back with us. So, but if anybody's not familiar with Heroes on the Water, which pretty much all kayakers probably are, you can go to heroesonthewater.org and check and look for a local chapter in your area. If there's anything you can do to help, we greatly appreciate it. There's over 35, I believe it is now, chapters. There's even chapters across the seas and England, Australia. So if there's anything you can provide, I'm sure they'd love to hear from you. So, or if you know somebody out there that could use it. It's not, you know, current vets, people in the wars that are just current recently, anybody. And that also goes for your public servants, your firefighters, your policemen, and their family. So go check Heroes in the Water out and see if there's anything there that you might be interested in doing to help the organization out. All right, what else we got going on? So, yeah, we did that. And then what happened Sunday? We went out again in the wind. It wasn't as bad, but TKA had an event this past Sunday just to get together on the water. So we made it out once again to try our luck in the windy conditions. It was, like I said, a little less wind. But what did we have total show up, Joe? Did you get a head count?
I think it was about 25 that showed up for the on the water event there at Rudy, which was a pretty good showing.
Yeah, Chris, Amer, and I, when we were loading up because we had to get going, there was actually some more people launching it. So, yeah, we heard about the TK thing, so we're here today. And actually, there was a father-son. And they had brand new kayaks. They had just literally like bought maybe the day or a couple of days before. This is their first trip, so they came out just to join the TKA organization and meet some people and get out in the water. So that's pretty cool. You guys are reaching out like that. People are definitely responding and jumping out there on the water.
That's a big thing. We want participation with all our members this year. Hello?
Yeah, here, I'm sorry.
That's a big thing. Myself, Andy, and the rest of the board want with TKA is participation. Because if we can have all the events and all the meetings we want to plan, but if no one shows up, then it's pointless. So it's good. I mean, I think first meeting we had close to 55 or 60 or something like that. Second one was in the 50s or 40s. And then on our on the water events, we've only had two or three. I think we've consistently had, 20, 25 people, which is great. We had 20 people doing to clean the bay or clean the inlet last month. Who the hell wants to go out and clean up after everybody? But they did, so that was great.
Very cool.
Hopefully,
very
it continues. You know that amount of participation.
Yeah, well, I think it will. Except between everything you guys are doing and this sport, I've said it once, I've said it a million times. I don't even think we've reached the plateau of how large and how much this is going to grow, kayak fishing in general. So I'm sure we'll constantly have new members showing up and new people to the sport. So, and with our transient area like we have here with the military coming in, going out and everything, it's going to always definitely come and go. So very cool. We got somebody else on the line at 804. We're going to click you. We don't have the access tonight. 804, who's this?
That's Tom. You there, Mark?
Yeah, we're here. What's going on, man?
Hey. Well, somebody had to keep Joe in check, so he said, are you calling in? I said, yeah, just to babysit him.
There you go.
Yeah, well, we got to try in again. Okay.
I'm here. What's that?
Okay, awesome.
Andy locked up in a cardboard box trying to get his way out. It sounded like a
yeah.
That's what they call it. Firehouse. Echo.
I think we lost Andy.
I'm still here.
Oh, all right. I heard you drop. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
All right, well, we got all parties, so we're just going to do it. I don't think I'm much else is going to play for you. I'll bring it up as I go. We have Joe Massini, who is president of TPA, and Kowski, vice president. And Tom Attack with Pilots of Glenhaven. John, you don't have a title anymore. This is...
Yeah, what?
Sorry.
There's a terrible echo. I'm having trouble hearing.
Does anybody have their computer sound on their computer also? One of you
probably Joe.
No, I don't. Mine's muted.
Yeah, mine too.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to do this one at a time. Joe and Steve will stop.
Still echoing? Echo? Wow. Tom job. Andy? Echo? Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
This is our first night of this radio show thing, guys. Bear with us. We've never been on the air before. No echo.
Not Joe.
Go ahead, Andy. We're going to be back on Andy. Andy.
Don't pick him.
And there we go. Echo again. Tom's back on. Sorry, everyone. I just want to get it right. And that was to do a bunch of
Tom.
Jarvel. Tom,
yes.
You with us?
Andy.
Yeah, switch phones just in case it was me.
No, it's Andy. Sorry.
So, Andy, we're just going
to... Oh, God, and I was supposed to be keeping an eye on Joe. I need to keep an eye on Andy.
Well, come on, Tom. You know that happens.
Well, you know what? Before I get on, I haven't done my polite, nice say hello and thank you, everybody. We got in the chat room with us tonight, Chris Johnson. Drew Cam, hey, what's going on, man? How's that?
Hey.
Drew put up a nice picture tonight that he was practicing his forest imitations. He had a blue-backed wind cheater hanging from his arm with a treble hook embedded, so apparently he's got that all removed. Those things do bite there, Drew. But I'm glad to see you got that taken care of. Kevin Burns. We got Joe on the line. We got some guests. Yes, if you want to participate, you can log in with your Facebook or Twitter account, or probably best sometimes with this show to sit back and just watch because you might get caught in something you don't want to be a part of. No, I'm just joking. And Philly Joe's here. Philly Joe, congrats this weekend for your young man. Now we saw his flounder he put up. Very cool to take the little ones out. Sammy Lancaster, Tommy V, Tommy Head Jigs.
And that's it, honey.
And Melita.
Melita.
And Melita's in the house.
Ooh.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to us on the podcast. If you listen to us on the app, Thank you for joining in. And later on, for everybody who downloads on the podcast, we appreciate your download.
Just because you're here, Melita, just for you, and we have maybe Joe would like to say a word or two for people. Come on, Joe, say
something. Yeah. This person, you know, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, I think I called into the wrong show.
Yeah, I mean, what? Did I call 1-900 number or?
Yeah, you can get your price right here.
1-900 kayak fishing.
Well, I'm live on the show, so I can't say what I really wanted to say.
Yeah.
No, that's a good thing.
I'll go for it, Joe.
Ruining the moment.
Just relax, Joe. Go with it, dude.
Well,
I don't want to get red carded on the phone.
Thank you for joining. I should have said that a while ago. We got carried away chit-chatting right off the bat there. So, and if you're not aware, you can get an app if you have those new convenient smartphones, both Android and iPhone apps.
It's not streaming tonight.
It's not streaming?
No. Wayne Mills put up on my little Facebook thing.
All right. Well, don't use your app tonight. Just stay live in the show with us. How about that? All right, anyway, so let me get back to what I was talking about, because I got a couple other things I just remembered I was supposed to cover, but I want to take care of the main reason we have Joe, Tom, and Andy here. Andy, I am sorry, dude, but we're going to keep you muted because that echo went away. I don't know what's going on in the firehouse. I probably don't want to know what's going on in the firehouse, but contribute during the chat room, if you will. So we got you guys all here tonight because you guys worked hard and put together a little event that's coming up next weekend. Not this coming weekend, but next weekend. So how about we start talking about that? So, Joe, what are we doing next weekend, and what's TK and POL all got going on?
Well, it's on June 9th, Mark. Basically, Tom, what, about 3 weeks ago, three, 4 weeks ago, myself and Tom Maddox was on the phone. We just started talking and seeing – kind of had the idea of, you know, trying to do a benefit for the victims of the Boston Marathon. And seeing as our two clubs are pretty big in the area, we figured, hey, you know, why not do a charity kayak fishing tournament? June 9th, which is a Sunday, was the earliest day, you know, that was kind of convenient for us to do it. And we kind of came up with some rules. We came up with a general plan of attack, so to speak, and what we're going to do is on June 9th, we're going to have a 7:15 captain's meeting over at the Crab Creek Boat Launch, and kind of go over the rules again, explain the divisions, which we're going to have a two-fish slam with a red speck and a flounder, and then we're going to get the division of the largest croaker, and then the largest saltwater species other than the speck, the red, the flounder, and the croaker.
Which
we wanted to make
what
it exactly? Well, I'm sorry, Chris, what was that?
That would be what exactly? Any other species? Like, there's not that much more left, Joe.
Oh, there are.
Oh,
left, Chris.
Any other
I can
saltwater
you
species
it,
other
you.
Than a red speck, flounder, and a croaker?
For example.
Bluefish,
sea robin,
spot.
Sea robin, the elusive sea robin,
oyster toad. I mean, these are all the fish I target, Chris.
Oh, is this like a Calcutta?
The trash fish tournament.
It's big, yeah, trash fish. But you
Andy,
know, I'm sure someone can grab a striper here and there or whatever. So, I mean, there's definitely a lot of other species in this area. Black sea bass. I mean, anything really. And
black drum.
Black drum, yeah, absolutely.
Bluefish?
And what'd you say?
Bluefish?
Yeah, bluefish.
I'm going to turn into Bubba Gump here.
Well, you know, anyways, we're gonna do first place prizes, and Russ Hamm, the TKA secretary, is making some first place prizes out of a paddle, and he's going to, you know, weave the handles and stuff like that. They're going to look real nice, and all proceeds are going to benefit One Fund Boston, which is the charity that the mayor of Boston, Tom Menino, and the governor of Massachusetts, Patrick Duvall, and Boston Athletic Association created to help the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing.
Very cool. Can you put that link up in the chat room for us, please?
Maybe Andy can do that.
But just because if somebody's not going to be able to participate, whether they're not participating because they can't fish that day with us or because they are listening tonight and they are nowhere near the Virginia Beach area but they'd still like to help, they can still make a donation through that link also, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can do One Fund Boston, and you can also do the Yak event that the yakfishforboston.eventbrite.com that Tom Maddox set up.
Very cool. You just put the link up in the chat room so anybody can go there. OneFundBoston.org in case you're listening and not in the chat room tonight, or to yakfish4boston.eventbrite.com. Go to either one of those. You can go there to sign up now. They can go to that Yakfish Boston to sign up for Sunday's event?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you want to do a cash only, you could also get in touch with myself or Tom, and we could do it that way as well. It's easier for the angler who wants to participate.
Joe, tell them where they can fish.
Oh, 50 miles within the HRBT.
50 miles in the HRBT, so that's a pretty good radius. Get back to the sign-up real quick. So if somebody just waits on the fence or just things aren't right, they can still sign up the morning of? Can they come to the captain's meeting at 7:15 and give you $25?
Yeah, it's $20 before, I think, what, Tom, 6 a.m. on that day?
Yeah, you can do 20 bucks online or in person to us before 6 a.m., but at the captain's meeting, it's an extra $5 for, so it'll be $25 then.
I know.
Cash only.
So, cash only.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of worries me. You keep saying cash only, Joe. What's up going on?
What was that? Cash only? I like cash.
Yeah, on the show, she keeps stressing the cash.
Who doesn't like cash, Mark? Come on.
I want to make sure. Yeah, well, you're definitely right about that. Cash never bounces and cash never goes bad. So, or at least it hasn't yet. So,
the after party is going to be at Salty Seas, the same place that you had the Boondoggle after party on Saturday night. That's right down from Shore Drive. They have offered to allow us to actually rent out that same part of the building that you had yours in, Mark.
Very cool. And what time is that at the Salty Seas in case somebody wants to show up there and hang out, eat?
Anglers have to be in line no later than 4, right, Tom?
Yep. Yeah, 4
yeah,
o'clock to be in
the,
line for weigh-in, and we'll be there until 9, 10, till Joe puts the clothes back on and goes home.
2 a.m.
And it's catch, photo, and release also.
It's Sunday, it probably closed earlier. So you have to be in line at Salty Seas at 4 p.m.?
Yeah, no later than 4.
Okay. Just trying to get all the particulars here. Because I'm fishing, you know, and I'll screw it up somewhere, so I want to know too.
And Mark, we're also actually going to have a raffle. Basically, we're gonna ask everyone to bring $5 and a unused lure or bag of plastics. We're gonna throw it in the bucket. They're gonna get two raffle tickets, and then we're gonna raffle off the bucket of lures, and we're gonna give all the proceeds again. We're gonna donate that to One Fund Boston.
Very cool.
You got any regular raffle items, or you're not going out?
No. That's as of now. That's the only one. If someone comes up and gives us an item, closer to game day, we'll kind of work it that way. But right now,
so
that's the only thing.
So, not party people. Joe is willing to take donations. If you've got anything that you would like to have raffled off, again, 100% of this going to the Boston One Fund. By all means, consider giving generously for this great cause.
Yes, thank you.
Very cool. All right. Are you missing anything? Because I'm not looking. So we got too many things going on here at one time. I'm making sure you guys haven't missed anything. So we got a 50-mile radius signed by 6 a.m., or it's another $5, which isn't a bad thing because it's another $5 going to Boston. So if you got an extra $5, just be late.
Really, the only thing, Mark, is if you know, I'm asking everyone to sign up as soon and as early as you can. Obviously, because I got to give Salty Seas a rough estimate of how many people are going to be there. And
good point.
And at Salty Seas, it's going to, you know, pay as you go. We're not going to be able to provide any food or anything like that. And they get great prices, and they serve Miller High Life, so that's always a good thing.
So is that how we pick the venue?
Well, when I'm choosing, when I'm organizing the half of it, yes.
Now, Joe, Salty Seas did a event earlier for the Boston One Fund as well, didn't they?
Yes, they actually had two marathon runners that I think were friends with one of the either a regular or an employee. And back in May, I think it was May 4th, they actually, you know, they had a fundraiser just for those two gentlemen who ran the Boston Marathon and were injured.
Very cool.
Yeah, I keep reading the Boston Herald, the media reports, and a lot of the restaurants that were right on the marathon route, they had to, you know, when everyone evacuated, there was unpaid tabs and cell phones and cameras and bags and everything was left over. Actually, a lot of the restaurants now are getting checks from people who had to leave because of the they were evacuated, which is that's incredible. I mean,
that's very cool.
Volumes, yeah.
Yeah, bad day for everyone, but I'm glad to see you guys. I commend you, Judd and Tom and Andy, and everybody's putting it on, because I don't know how to say this without, I don't know, I'm trying to sound bad, but some things happen away from your general area, and people, you know, we all feel bad and we do our part, but to see, you know, somebody this far away stepping up and take, you know, trying to help out, that's awesome, guys. I really commend you for doing that, and I hope we have a good turnout. And if anybody can contribute, or, you know, like I said, you don't have to fish the event, you can still go to the site and make a donation. That'll be awesome. We'll see what we can all raise here. Andy says Boston. That's right. What was so very cool. Sorry, Andy, if you're listening, which obviously you are. We just tried you again. It sounds like you're still wrestling with a cat in a paper bag or something. I don't know what's going on with the background noise there, but we had to take you out. So you go ahead. You gave up. Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I don't know what you got going on.
Sorry.
That old flip phone you're using isn't working too well.
Okay, I'm going to take this second and hit a button, because we probably should. Here we go.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Yakangler.com, one of the co-sponsors of the next Boondoggle, the Columbus Day weekend, October 14th weekend. I just talked to Chip tonight, and they made another trip down that way. It looks like they're putting a lot of work and effort into getting this Boondoggle squared away for everybody. If you're not familiar, go to yakangler.com/boondoggle. I don't think at this present day and time, people don't know what a boondoggle is anymore. There's been several of them have happened in the past, and that will be the next one. So you go there to yakangler.com/boondoggle. You can just punch in boondoggle now on the old Google or whatever, and it'll come up for you. But make plans to head down to Florida, Pedro Key, basically in the Pensacola area. Looks like it's going to be a good time. So go set up and get yourself together. I believe the campground is done, so you're out in town now.
No, I believe he put up that there's a couple of bare bones roughing it spots available.
It's called the side of the road on your way to the campground. It's all available.
Not that we have to worry about that.
Yeah, we're bailing on this one. We're heading to Oak Island to fish in a tournament with the North Carolina Kayak Fishing Tom Viner in City Section 8. The nosebleed.
No, we're going to go spend the weekend with our good friend Matt Mark.
That's all, folks. We're at it.
Mr. Mark Patterson at Oak Island, North Carolina, his charity tournament.
Or Tommy V's getting Section 8 housing. I don't know which it is there.
I'm Yes, I don't think they're Section 8 camping. Well, anyways, back to topic.
All right, so anyway, so, all right, guys, so we're going to move along now. We're going to cover some TKA stuff. So what else you got going on with the club, Joe?
Well, just wanted to, you know, kind of thank Russ Hamm. He took the tournaments kind of under his wing, and he set it up, and unfortunately got some news that he's going to be, moving out of the area with his job. And now Joe Underwood and Richie Beccole, two board members, are going to be taking it over. And they actually they're starting in June. We have Russ was making us those, Mark, you saw those paddles that we were giving the awards for who would win the tournament, the monthly tournament. So he's going to try to do that for as long as he can for the months out. But Richie and Joe have planned June. I think it's a flounder tournament. I'm not sure the rest of the schedule. We haven't posted it up just yet. But we got some good things planned this year. We're gonna have a family day. All this stuff is in the works. I think June we're not gonna have an actual on the water event just because the tournament that we're working is taking a lot of time. So the next on-the-water event will be in July, and we haven't planned that. We have a few ideas floating around yet, but we just have to vote on them. It's going good. Like I said before, I like the participation from the members. I want to increase that as much as I can because, again, without participation, we're really nothing. I mean, we're just kind of a name. But I know, you know, Kevin has helped us out with some display boards and for our sign and our kayak stand. We appreciate that. Dan Smullen has some stuff in the works for us when we do our event, like demo days and stuff like that. Dan Smullen is actually working something for us now, which is great. But yeah, things are going. Things are happening. It's kind of new to me. I've never done something like this before, but it's fun. I like it. Challenging.
That's what you're saying now. We'll talk later.
You know, maybe we can come up.
Apparently, I was told by Wayne that I'm doing this next year as well. So
maybe we can come up with something towards the latter part of June, because I believe Don Paredes is leaving right around the same time Russell Hamm is. Maybe we can come up with, like, a standoff kind of get-together, something informal, thank you, something.
Yeah, that's, yep.
Yep.
Russ can say the blessing, too.
Yeah, he can say the blessing because he is an ordained minister.
Well, there goes another church crumbling to its foundation.
And, you know, something obviously I think most people know is our big tournament in September this year. It's going to be September 28th, benefiting Howe and Project Hailing Waters. We have some great artwork on our site, tka.org, that Mr. Farrington made, created, and it's great. It's great artwork. But again, I think our tournament this year is going to be September 27th is the captain's meeting. And September 28th is the actual tournament. I believe it's $60 per angler, and then $75 after a certain cutoff time. I'm not sure when that is, Mark.
The sign-up's open, too, for everyone, so I believe.
You didn't make that announcement yet.
I don't think it's open to everyone just yet. I think we're still working some things out with the link.
Okay, it's open.
I'm not positive if it is, though. I don't think it is.
Yeah, past anglers it's open to, which was 250 last year. So if all past anglers at least show up, we're
Wayne
doing pretty good.
Wayne said he was shooting for 300 this year.
So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And obviously, as everyone knows, Wayne Bradby has done a great job with the tournament, and he's going to continue it this year. And we definitely want to increase the amount of anglers that we had last year. I think last year we donated, Mark, and you know, I think it was about $15,000, I think.
Exactly. 15 grand to Heroes on the Water. And, Yeah, it's a great event. If you have not participated in it, have not came out, just the raffles alone, the good food, and the, once again, the camaraderie. I always tell people that tournaments, when they become tournaments and that's the only reason you're going to them, then, yeah. So come out and have a good time. The fishing, the catching, the possible winning is just an extra bonus to the event. It's kind of hard for me to believe because I was at the very first one, and now we're on, this is the eighth one, I believe, right?
Ninth.
I can't even, wow. The first one was 43 people, and it was similar to last weekend's weather, blowing a gale, sideways rain, and it's come a long ways in 8 years, and now we're on our ninth coming up, so.
Oh, I can't wait to see Joe that day. He's going to walk around like a chicken without a head.
Nah, he's all right. He's on full sit-back mode. It's all Wayne's baby then, but you're doing
good. Yeah, that's Wayne, Chris. I'm just there to help Wayne out.
You're doing a good job.
Joe, you'll figure out a way to stress out over it.
Oh, I know, Tom. Come on. I stress out deciding what to wear in the morning.
Okay, we didn't need to know that, but.
Yeah.
Now, you're doing a great job as the TK Pinata, as I called it, the 2 years I was president. So you're doing a good job at it. Nobody's beating me up too bad, but we really appreciate it. And Tom, what's going on over there at the Pirate of the Wind? Have another local kayak fishing club. You got any news for us, Tom, or what's going? What do you got? What do you got? Talk to me, Goose.
Wow. Honestly, I don't know what to say right now because I was in my shad shootout mode for the longest time, and then I was enjoying a break from things, and then Joe called me up about the Boston stuff. So I've actually been kind of detached as of. A couple weeks ago, actually, I stepped down as vice president, and I'm proud to say that R. Lee, our good friend Robert Lee, has stepped into my shoes there. So I'm actually enjoying retirement from being an officer of a kayak fishing club.
Wow, retirement.
What's that?
Retirement cost. You'll be back.
Well, I don't know. I'm enjoying being able to just go fish now and not worry about things.
You're enjoying the fact that you get to take pipe fish, and she did catch a nice red drum this past weekend.
My wife caught all the fish this weekend. She sure did.
As it should.
Well, you know, I would rather have her catch them than me if I'm out with her, to be honest, because that means we get to go back.
Maybe you got something for you, Jennifer, but I won't beat it.
What's that?
I said Tommy V put up something in the chat room for you, but you can go ahead and read it. And R. Lee also says...
I can't. I'm not logged in.
He said you still don't catch.
I'm mobile right now.
He said you still don't catch blah, 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 blah. So.
Yeah, I really... I've been in a little bit of a slump. So, yes, I don't catch that many fish.
Well,
I have four opportunities next week, though, and hopefully I'll have something to say for them.
All right. Well, we'll keep our eyes peeled.
Yeah, don't hold your breath, though.
I won't. Well, very cool. Well, maybe we are leaking chime in there through that room the rest of the show. Ain't good going on with POL. At least share the link to your website there, Arlie. Put the POL site up there in case anybody's interested, was not familiar with the other kayak club in the Tidewater area.
Make sure he does his job.
Yeah. Pretty said what? You know, apparently he didn't even know he's vice president until tonight, so he's been dubbed. No, he's just joking.
Was I supposed to tell him that?
Yeah, that box you left, the box of stuff you left on his front porch, he didn't know what it was. He put it in. Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, Joey, you got anything else to share? Anything else you'd like to... Apparently somebody just got a message.
No, Mark, just wanted to, you know, thank you and Chris. You guys do a lot for the kayak fishing sport here locally. I know that, and obviously with the fishing radio show here, you have, which is you have a huge following. And just want to thank you guys for, you know, letting us come on and promoting TKA and POL as much as you guys do.
Well, thank you for that, and I've always said, and I hope we always will say, this show is for everybody out there. It's not for us to spread the word on sport. That's why I always tell people, call in, let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. You got anything to share? We're all a big family out there. And when you forget about that, then you probably should sell your kayak and pick up some golf clubs or something. So keep it in the family, and everybody will take care of everybody else. So I'm just looking out, seeing I do not have a, why you say all that, seeing if I had a report from Philip Rucker, but I have anything yet on my phone, because I don't have my internet at home. So anyway, well, very cool. Well, thank you, Joe, again for those kind words. And you're always welcome on the show, as everybody else listening in the chat room, podcast, whatever means you get to us. Please let us know what's going on, because people travel, as we all know, for all these events. People come from all over the place to participate. So we don't know about it if you don't share it with us. So let us know what's going on. Speaking of sharing things, we've been sharing here lately on our first landing Kayak Fishing Services page. We were trying to reach the lucky number of 300 for likes. And in a matter of like a day, it seemed like we went from 270 to over 300. And I told everybody we would draw a random name to receive a lure package that I'm putting together from my good sponsors. So I got a lot of stuff to throw in there. But the kicker was I was going to throw the same package towards Tidewater Howe chapter. So there will be two lure packages going out. And today we spun the old Wheel of Fortune with Vanna White, and we came up with Brian Vincent is the winner of the lure package from First Landing Kayak Fishing. So, Brian, thank you very much. Thank you for the first thing, keeping up with everything that's going on with us over there. And we will shoot those to you when we get in touch with you. I'll get your address from you. And Tommy B., I'll be handing over some toys for the Tidewater chapter to play with next time you guys get out in the water and go fishing. As you know, be salt water, so I know your next trip's a freshwater event. You're just going to have to hold off for that one from me. But anyway, again, very cool. Yeah, we're going to make
Mark, do I get a prize just because I should get one?
You get a gift card to Dairy Queen, Joe.
We'll give you some advice, Joe.
Yeah, remember that advice I gave out at the ramp the other day? Were you there when I said
don't eat yellow snow? Yeah.
I had a dog that's talking about that one. All right, well, we're getting pretty close to the top of the hour. We got to get back to the house. We got to go back to our home with no TV, no internet, and see if we can find a book or something to read. That's what people used to do, right?
I got a ton of submarine DVDs, honey.
Yeah, we're going back to the old. I'm glad we don't have a VHS player anymore.
I would have had those on VHS.
That's why I said I don't have a VHS player anymore. But anyway, I think I covered everything I got. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night to Mark Wheeler Low Sodium Show. Thursday night, Chip Gibson. Maybe Chip will be able to share more information from his past Florida on the Boondog. Give you guys a more of an updated version of what's going on for October 14th. Be sure to go over there to yakangler.com/boondoggle and check out everything that's going to be happening on Columbus Day weekend. And then you're back around next Monday to the Fish Chuck Show. All these on Kayak Fishing Radio. You can get them on your app and or podcast. If you missed any show, you get the podcast also on your app, so you don't have to necessarily download through iTunes. That's all I got for today. Thank everybody for tuning in, checking in with us. Next week, we'll hopefully, if Verizon gets their stuff together, we'll be back up. I don't know why it takes 5 days to come dropping a piece of wire from 30 yards in the backyard to the front of the house, but we'll deal with that. And that's all I got. If you get out and over this weekend, have fun. Be safe. Catch some big fish. Put up some pictures. Let us see what's going on. Everything good here. I give you a little bit of fishing report. Black drum, red drum, flounder. I've seen some nice fish come through the shop. Even the what I like to call the eating black drum, eating size black drum being caught here. We get a lot of those on hook and line. We get a lot of the big slimy, nasty ones over by the bridge. But I've heard of a lot of good eating size black drum have been caught. Lately, excuse me, wow, getting all tongue-tied there. Red drum, croaker, I've seen some decent croaker being caught. Tommy, V, get your croaker gear together. So it's going to be real good, and some huge bluefish. But that's about to be over soon, I think, those bluefish. It's the usual spring run here. They hit the inlet in the beginning, and then they move on out.
Sorry, Mark.
good, brother. If we're not having fun with this, like I said earlier, we're not going to, so we're having fun listening to you text messages.
And now a question is,
everybody's wondering what you're going to get at Dairy Queen.
Yeah, what are
you I'm lactose intolerant, so I can't get any ice cream.
Yeah, good thing there's no lactose in that filler, huh?
We can recommend some shirt or... Anyways, people, tight lines, everybody, no matter where you're fishing. Remember, take your children fishing. They are our next generation anglers. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thanks again.
Thanks. Bye.